Welcome to Afim Yerushalmi, a sheer sponsor for the success of Am Yisrael in all the different fronts. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Tezvav in the Oizvodar edition, Perek Sheni, starting Halacha Beis, a few lines down in Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Chometz shel nochri she'over alav ha-Pesach. Now the Chometz of a goy, the Pesach passed on it, meaning Chometz that was existing during Pesach. After Pesach, he wants to come and enjoy the Chometz. The din is mutar ba'ano, you're not enjoy it. V'shel Yisrael lo sur ba'ano, but if it belongs to a Jew, then you're not allowed to enjoy it. Shereimar lo yireh lecho. You learn from the pasuk lo yireh lecho, the same word lo yireh is lecho, only for Yisrael. But by a goy, you don't have a issue of lo yireh in Chometz at Pesach. So after Pesach, the issue of ano is only by Yisrael, not by a goy. Nochri shehil vas Yisrael al chametzui. A goy gave a loan to Yisrael, and the Yisrael gave him chometz as collateral. And then once he did not pay the loan, the chometz belongs to the goy retroactively. So then is la'achar Pesach mutvano. You'll not enjoy it after Pesach because retroactively belongs to the goy. Ve Yisrael shehil vas nochri al chametzui. If a Jew lend a goy on with a collateral of chometz, and retroactively belongs to the Yisrael, l'achar Pesach osur b'ano, then after Pesach osur b'ano, because it belongs to Yisrael. Chometz shenoflo la mapoilis, if you have a chometz, that a ruin, a wall, collapsed in it. Hareyu kemivur, that's considered to be burned out, even though it's not in the fire. Shum galil oimer kol shein akelev yochor l'cha Pesach orov. As long as the dog can't reach it, and the Bavli explains it's not buried, it's buried more than three tefachim, because within three tefachim, the dog can reach. Says the Gemara, how be'achilu asur. Mashma, the whole discussion of chometz shavala Pesach is only regarding hano, because the Mishnah says that a goy can enjoy it. It belongs to a goy, you can enjoy it. It belongs to Yisrael, you cannot. Mashma, legal be'achilu, everybody agrees you can't eat it. Why not? Why should not be able to eat it? Says the Gemara, masnisor, mishnah, be'mogu shalo anugu loichol paskoy. Talk about a place where you don't eat a bread that belongs to a goy. It's not because of Pesach. It's because it's a pas akum. But a place where you do eat bread of a goy, even achilah is mutter, because there's no issur achilah on a chometz that belongs to a goy after Pesach. What about enjoying chometz that belongs to a goy during Pesach? Can you enjoy the chometz? You can't eat it for sure, but can you enjoy it? Rav Yirmiyahu mutter. Rav Yirmiyahu says mutter. Peshomar also. Hey, see, Rav Yirmiyahu asked Vatani. It says that a Jew should not rent his animal to a goy if the goy is going to use the animal to carry chometz. Why? Because the Yisrael is benefiting from the chometz. So you see that a Yisrael cannot have enjoyment, have enough of chometz. It says more apostle, talking there that the Yisrael is coming with the goy. He's not just renting his animal to the goy. He's going to work with the goy. So it's Mari sign, doesn't look right that he's working with chometz. We saw also a Jew cannot rent his boat to a goy to bring chometz on it. Why? Because he's benefiting from the chometz. Same answer. He came with him. He's going with the goy, and therefore you have the problem. What about now renting his house to a goy? It says he can't put the chometz in there. Can you say that he's living with him? If he's living with him, so it's considered to be lo yirah lecha chometz. Person who he's one of the owners of the house, he can't have chometz in the house. Elamai is giving to the goy, and the goy has his own place. So if he's giving to the goy, there's no issur of chometz. So what's the problem over here? You see, not a lot of benefit from chometz, even in an indirect way. If you benefit from chometz, there's an issur on Pesach. And that's a riot to Rabbi Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, Gogoy shel goy she'asamuch legogoy shel Yisrael. You have a roof of a goy, right next to the roof of a Yisrael, when after Tzvon with base on top. Chometz rolled from the rooftop of the goy to the rooftop of Israel. So what should he do? So he takes a little pole and he pushes the chometz out so he doesn't touch it with his hands, but he pushes it and he brings it back to the roof of the goy. If it's Shabbos Yontif, he's not allowed to pick it up because it's mukte. Rav Omer kli for all of kli, so you just cover it with a kli. So here Rav is introducing the idea of bitul chometz. A person needs to say that after he gets rid of the chometz, maybe there's some chometz he didn't see. So he should say, any chometz I have that I don't know about, it's mevutul. Rav Omar tzorich lo yimashach kedishon mitzvos v'tzivon al mitzvos biruchometz. Before he does the bikas chometz, he should say a bracha, and the bracha should be mitzvos biruchometz, because there's no mitzvah to check the chometz alone. You're checking the chometz in order to get rid of the chometz. So the main point is to get rid of the chometz, so the bracha is on biruchometz. Rav Omar hatach beisoy chometz tzorich levar. Someone who goes and he surrounds the walls of his house with chometz. He puts a plaster that's made out of chometz. Tzorich levar, you have to get rid of this chometz. You're not allowed to enjoy, you're not allowed to have chometz in your house, even though it's in the form of plaster. Prison took a botzek, a dough, which is chometz. He made out of it a koifis. He made a block of it. He made a piece of wood out of it, a koiro. Like a, he made a shape of a beam out of it to use it for sitting or for other purposes. Meaning it's not edible anymore. Then it's botel. There is a bitul chametz over here and you can use it. So the chorus seems to be the rav that says that if you plaster the house with chametz, it's asur. He's arguing with Shimon Elazar. Says Gemara Pasalo, you explain it. Oy chalukim am Shimon Elazar. Either you're right, rav who's a tana can argue with Shimon Elazar. It's called rav tana upalik. So he can argue, he has the status of a tana, so he can argue with Shimon Elazar. Oh yeah, ain't koifis moisi. Or you'll say that the koifis, the beam, is mos. It's you can't eat anymore because it's completely mos and disgusting. But shaking the plaster may be in a case where you can still, if there's some way to benefit from it, and it's not mos. So the goy sheiboyim besvina, a Jew and a goy coming in a ship. The chometz be'ad Yisrael. Yisrael has chometz. He can't get rid of it. Harezim mochre legoy or nois deloy matano. He gets out to the goy. Or give it to him as a gift. And after Pesach, he can buy it back. When he gives it to the goy, he has to give it for a full maton. And the Gemara goes on to say, the goy says, I just want to buy $100 worth of chometz. He tells you why. Take the 200, and I'll get, when I buy it back for you, I'll give you a little bit more. You'll make some profit. He says, you know, I can buy for my friend goy. He's also selling the chometz. Poi kal chomisho, come buy for me. Shemetz tarech v'kamicho achar Pesach. To tell him and hint him, you know, I may buy it back from you and you may make some profit and you could do it. And here is where the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, introduces the idea of mechiras chometz. Says, well, I'm asking by the chaverot shelo yikones latoichoy. Hamaske tzorich levar. So you have a landlord who's renting out a house. The question is, who has to do the bdikas chometz? So if the tenant did not go into the house yet, so the landlord has to do the biru chometz. Mishikonis asoich, once the tenant goes in, asoich tzorich levar, now it's the responsibility of the tenant to do the biru chometz. So says the Gemara, Omam Shimon emosah, b'zman shemosah loy es hamavtech. When the landlord gave the key to the tenant. He doesn't have to do the biru chometz. Meaning, even though maybe the tenant already began his chirus because he did a kinyan, but as long as he doesn't have the key to go in there, it's the responsibility of the landlord to get rid of the chometz. So says the Gemara, Amar Avyudah ben Pazi, boy, what happens if a person gives the key to his friend? It does not rent it to him. Reuven gives Shimon a key. And Shimon now has the key of his house, the key of the house of Reuven. Who needs to do biru chometz? Says the Gemara of Zechariah, Chaton Yedir of Levi, b'machlokes of Shimon v'chachomim. It depends on the machlokes of Shimon v'chachomim. That Tani and Tamon, we learned over there, this is the Maseches Taharis, Hamoysim avteichu l'amoretz. Someone gives the key to Amoretz. Amoretz is choshot on tumo. So he gives the key to Amoretz, Abayis Tor. The house is still Tor. Shalom asalu l'shmiyas avteich. All he gave the Amoretz is to guard the key. Not to be the owner of the key, not to be able to use the key. Tanya, Shimon mitam. Shimon says no. The Amoretz has the key, he has the right to go into the house. So meaning when a person has the key of a house, does that include in it the right to go into the house or not? Chomis say no, doesn't have the right to go into the house. He may live, when someone gives a key to his friend, the friend is now responsible for biru chometz. And according to Shimon, the one who has the key has the right to go into the house, merely he's responsible for the biru chometz. Goy Shabbat Yisrael, Goy comes to the Yisrael house, will be yod the chometz, he has chometz in his hand, and it's a levar, doesn't have to get rid of it, it belongs to the Goy. If kid it's loy, but if it's deposited by the Yisrael, it's a levar. Now the Jew does have to get rid of it. Yichid loy bais, but if he gave him a certain place, certain location, to put the chometz, the Goy puts it there, and it's a levar. And the difference is, but mafkid is the responsibility of the Yisrael. So because he has a chras in it, he's considered to be his chometz. When Yichud Lebayit, he doesn't have responsibility. He says, this is your location. This is your storage place. It's yours. So then the Yisrael is not responsible for it. Loibir la chapesach mahu. If the Yisrael who received the chametz as a pikadon, as he's now responsible for it. And he did not do bir chametz. What do you do? What happens after the chametz? Yeah, he should get rid of the chametz. If he didn't, it's mutter. The chametz is mutter. But he says is asur. Everyone holds that the end of the day belongs to the goy. So therefore you don't have a din to get rid of it. Because he says, because you're responsible, you have a problem about your roi, you have to get rid of it. And the more explains Avyesi. He says, I know the chometz belongs to the goy, but Yisrael is over on Bal Yiroi, and therefore he has to get rid of it even after Pesach. Meaning he cannot enjoy this chometz after Pesach. And with this we conclude, Yushalmi Pesachim Daf Tesvov.